With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Aidan Lavelle from European Green Transition joins us now. Aidan, I believe you have some good news coming out of your copper tailings recycling project in Cyprus.
That's right. Yeah, we've announced results today from 68 samples across the Limni pit and surrounding area. And we have actually three different sample types. So we've sampled the what we call a sulfate crust, which sits on the surface of the pit, which is a backfill pit. And the results from that, those five samples had an average of 0.7% copper, ranging between 0.4% and 0.9%. And that's acid-soluble copper as well. So that confirms what we thought, that the tailings are likely oxidized in the pit, and that the acidic water circulating there are moving copper around, and when the water dries out in the hot season, the copper is precipitating out on the surface of the pit. So we've got some encouraging results from that. And then also we took another 54 samples of the backfill material across the pit, and that had average grades of 0.2% copper, but that's a mix of waste and probably some tailings in there that's capping the real tailings beneath. And then also, which was more surprising, we had nine rock samples around the edge of the pit. And some of those came back with some very good gold grades, you know, between up to 1.7 grams per ton gold. And the average was about 0.9 for a southern area of the pit. We took five samples over about 200 by 100 meters of an area. And the average grade there was 0.7 grams. Per ton. So surprisingly, there was a bit more gold knocking around with the copper than we had expected. But yeah, the results are very encouraging, and we move to our next stage of due diligence.
Encouraging indeed. So what do these results mean in terms of your strategy to recover meaningful amounts of copper from the site?
Yeah, so the strategy when we acquired the option on this project was to look at the potential to actually have an in-situ recovery of copper from the water, because at the pit you can see this blue water outflowing or discharging from the backfill pit and depositing sulfate minerals with a lot of copper in there. The results confirm that. So it adds more weight to the potential to actually treat the water from the pit and recover meaningful amounts of copper, which will be a fairly small type of containerized plant to do that, with the potential for near-term revenue generation by treating that water and extracting the copper and also cleaning up the site.
Right. So you slightly anticipate my next question, but when you mentioned near-term revenue, but so what are the next steps for the Limni project overall?
Yeah, so the initial samples we've released today are very encouraging. We will progress to the next stage of our due diligence work. And that will require getting some deeper samples. So that might be using an excavator to actually get some trench samples of the tailings, or also a very low-cost drill program, or like a single drill hole to get a more representative sample. And Cyprus is a very low-cost country to operate in. We'll also be talking to geologists and planning out that program to get to that near-term revenue generation as quickly as possible.
Well, we look forward to watching your continued progress on Limni and on your many other projects. Aidan Lavelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.